So today we are celebrating Snana Yatra. That is the bathing ceremony of Lord Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra. In Krishna consciousness, the concept of God is very personal. For some people, God is a very distant figure. Maybe they have some idea of God as impersonal, or God as being without form, or God being only the first cause of everything, but otherwise very distant. But in Vedic culture, God is a very personal manifestation. And that is natural. Each of us is a tiny sample of God. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Mamaivam so jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana, that each individual soul is part of me, is part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if we study ourselves, we see that we are conscious, we are individual, we are personal. So it's perfectly natural then to think that our source, the source of all conscious beings, God, is also individual, conscious, and personal. Ishvara Paramakrishna Satchitananda Vigraha. So, God has a form. Satchitananda Vigraha. Vigraha means form. And Sat means it's eternal. You know, the substance is eternal. Chit means full of knowledge. Ananda means full of pleasure. So God has a form that is full of eternality, knowledge, and spiritual pleasure, Ananda. Atasi Krishna Namadi Nabhavad Graya Mindriyai. But said that that form of God is normally not perceivable by the blunt material senses. But as a concession to our sensory limitations, God agrees to become visible in a form that we can perceive and can accept our service in that form. That form is called the Archa Vigraha. It's a very special form of God who agrees to become present in a form that our present material senses can grasp. In order for us to be able to render service to God in that way. Jivara Swupahoy Krishnera Nitya Das, Lord Chaitanya prayed, that the constitutional position of every conscious being is servant of God. That is its natural position. And we all have senses. And the original purpose of the senses is to engage in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhaktir Uchite. When we serve the Lord of our the Lord of the senses with our senses, that is called bhakti, devotional service. So we are meant to render devotional service with our senses to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we can do that especially with the Archa Vigraha, the deity form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You saw a few moments ago the altar with the beautiful Archa Vigrahas, the deity forms of Krishna on it. On the left altar, there was Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, special forms of the Personality of Godhead. In the middle altar were Radha and Krishna. Krishna and his consort, his personified spiritual energy, Srimati Radharani. On the right altar were the forms that are going to be part of the Snana Yatra. These were the forms of Lord Jagannath, Lord Baladev, and in the middle, their sister Subhadra. So Jagannath means Lord of the universe. Jagat means universe. Nath means the owner or ruler or Lord. So Jagannath means Lord of the universe. And that is a name of God, a name of Krishna, Jagannath. You know, sometimes people may be a little proud if they know somebody who owns a lot of property. You know, somebody in New York City might know, oh, I'm a friend of Donald Trump who owns a lot of property in New York City. Or they may say, oh, I know somebody. So we're given the opportunity to enter into a personal relationship with the owner of all the property in the entire universe, Lord Jagannath. And his brother is named Balaram or Baladev. So Bala means spiritual strength. So Baladev means the Lord of spiritual strength. Spiritual strength that's required to serve Lord Jagannath, to realize the existence of Lord Jagannath. And Subhadra, that name means all auspiciousness. Bhadra means auspiciousness, and Su means complete or perfect auspiciousness. And everyone has a desire to exist in a state of auspiciousness. That means where everything is going right. Not just in a material sense, but in a spiritual sense, where we're focused on what's really important in life. So these deities, Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra, normally they sit on the altar and they receive the worship of most of us from a distance. And normally, the only persons who can offer direct service to their deity forms are the pujaris, or the priestesses who go on to the altar. But on this special day, Snana Yatra, Lord Jagannath, Lord Baladev, and Lady Subhadra come off of the altar. You know, each one of them will come off the altar and will be taken in a procession around the temple, and we will offer flowers to them, flower petals, and chanting to them. And then after each of the deities has gone around the temple in procession, they will be placed on the altar over on the other side. And then there will be a ceremony in which they are bathed with different auspicious liquids. And everyone will have an opportunity to participate in that bathing. So it's a very amazing opportunity, a very amazing display of the mercy of Lord Jagannath, that he will receive our direct worship in that way. And it's an opportunity for all of us to use our senses in the direct, intimate, personal service of God in these forms of Lord Jagannath, Lord Baladev, and Lord Subhadra. And that will go on for some time. Then, when the bathing ceremony is finished, the deities of Lord Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra will be taken out of the temple room to a special room where they will remain for 2 weeks about. And during that time, they will not be seen. They won't be on the altar as they normally are throughout the rest of the year. And in 2 weeks, you know, on Sunday, August 3rd, they will reappear. They will come from their private chamber and they'll be taken to Santa Monica Civic Center, where their chariots, their Ratha carts, their decorated, canopied, very beautiful Ratha Yatra carts will be waiting for them. And then they'll be taken on a grand procession through Santa Monica to Venice Beach Pavilion, where there will be a huge festival held in their honor. So today's event is therefore very important. It's the leading up. It starts the process leading up to the Ratha Yatra festival. And that is a huge festival. It's been going on for thousands of years. You know, it commemorates an event, you know, that took place over 5,000 years ago at a place called Kurukshetra in India. It's a very famous place. One reason it's famous is because the Bhagavad Gita was spoken there by Lord Krishna to Arjuna, you know, 5,000 years ago. And a huge battle was fought there, the battle recorded in the Mahabharata. The Bhagavad Gita was spoken before that. But another reason why the place Kurukshetra is famous is because at a different time, Lord Krishna went there with his brother Balaram and sister Subhadra. Actually, all of the relationships that we experience in this world, you know, the relationships between family members, friends, lovers, these are all reflections of original relationships that exist on the spiritual level of reality. So, yes, God has family members, friends, lovers. These relationships originally exist on the spiritual level of reality. And those are the perfection, you know, the relationships that each soul has with God are the perfection of a loving personal relationship. And we each have our individual personal loving relationship with God as servant, as friend, as parent, or lover, or beloved. Every soul has its unique personal loving relationship with God. Now we've forgotten that. You know, the relationship is dormant in our heart. And the reason why Krishna comes to this world with his eternal associates is to display for us the spiritual paradigms, original paradigms of those loving relationships, so that we can become attracted to them and desire to reawaken our own loving personal relationships. So, 5,000 years ago, Lord Krishna appeared at a place called Vrindavan in India. And he displayed his pastimes there, and the residents of Vrindavan were completely entranced and enchanted by Krishna and his pastimes, and they felt extreme love for him. But then he went away, and the residents of Vrindavan therefore experienced an extreme intensification of their love for Krishna, because sometimes, you know, if we love someone and that person goes away, then we feel the love more intensely and acutely in absence or separation. So when Krishna went away to increase the love of his devotees in Vrindavan, they experienced that result. They were always thinking of Krishna, meditating on Krishna, speaking of Krishna, glorifying Krishna. So there was a custom in India that when there was a solar eclipse, people would gather at Kurukshetra, which is a sacred place, to take bath in the sacred lakes there. So on the occasion of a solar eclipse, Krishna, who at that time was not living in Vrindavan, came with his associates to Kurukshetra, and the residents of Vrindavan also came to Kurukshetra. So then after a long time, the residents of Vrindavan saw their object of love, Krishna, again. And they desired to take Krishna and his brother Balaram and their sister Subhadra back with them in procession to Vrindavan from this place, Kurukshetra. So this Rathayatra ceremony, this Rathayatra festival that we'll be celebrating in 2 weeks on Sunday, August 3rd, is a reenactment of that attempt by the residents of Vrindavan to take Krishna, Balaram, and Subhadra from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. It's a festival that's reenacted every year at the big Jagannath temple in Puri in the state of Orissa in India. It's a festival that's been enacted for is it 2 more minutes? Okay. So it's been enacted for thousands of years in Puri in India, and now it's been brought to the Western world by Srila Prabhupada, and the festival, the Rathayatra festival, begins with this Snanayatra, this bathing of Lord Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra. And that is going to commence in just a short time. Each deity will be brought out and taken in procession around the temple and will be chanting in their glorification and offering them flowers, and then the bathing ceremony will take place. So, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Jai Jai.